This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is underway at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. On the fifth day of the summit today, the leaders' declaration will be adopted, affirming collective commitments and outlining a shared roadmap for global AI governance and collaboration. High-level GPAI Council meetings will take place. Member countries will review progress, align with priorities to strengthen multilateral cooperation on responsible and inclusive AI. Prime Minister Narendra Modi formally inaugurated the summit yesterday and welcomed world leaders. Inaugurating the India AI Impact Summit, Mr. Modi said, India not only develops new technology, but also adopts it rapidly. He said India is at the center of the world's largest tech pool.
ये समिट जिस भारत में हो रही है वो भारत 1/6 ऑफ ह्यूमैनिटी को रिप्रेजेंट करता है भारत दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी का देश है सबसे बड़े टेक टैलेंट पूल का केंद्र है सबसे बड़े टेक एनेबल्ड इकोसिस्टम का उदाहरण है भारत नई टेक्नोलॉजी बनाता भी है और उसे अभूतपूर्व तेजी से अपनाता भी है इस समिट का भारत में होना भारत के साथ ही पूरे ग्लोबल साउथ के लिए गर्व का विषय है
Following the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators and visitors, the India AI Impact Expo will remain open till tomorrow. Prime Minister Modi chaired the roundtable discussion with business leaders at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi last evening. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the CEO roundtable brought together various stakeholders from the world of AI, technology and innovation. He called the discussions insightful and forward-looking, focused on scaling AI responsibly, strengthening global collaboration and unlocking opportunities for growth. India and Sweden have reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening collaboration in green tech, research and development, and advancing engagement under the India-EU FTA framework. During a meeting with Swedish Deputy Prime Minister Ebba Busch in New Delhi yesterday, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal highlighted India's rise as a premier global investment destination backed by a vast market and an investor-friendly foreign direct investment ecosystem. The Commerce and Industry Minister also met Finnish Prime Minister Petteri Orpo. The leaders discussed how the India-EU trade deal presents significant opportunities for both the countries to collaborate across key sectors. The Election Commission has directed chief electoral officers of 22 states and union territories to complete preparatory work related to the upcoming Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls. The Election Commission has asked the CEOs of these states and UTs to complete the initial work, saying that the SIR is expected to begin from April this year. The Commission said currently SIR is underway in 12 states and union territories. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the Vibrant Villages Program 2 in Kachar district of Assam today. The program focuses on improving border villages and creating sustainable livelihood opportunities, fostering secure border communities in alignment with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. The scheme is worth more than 6,800 crore rupees for financial year up to 2028-29. The program is to be implemented across 15 states and 2 union territories across the country through saturation-based and convergence-driven approach. The Home Minister will also visit the BSF's Natunpur border outpost along the India-Bangladesh border. Mr. Shah will personally review the security arrangements and the progress of border fencing to curb illegal immigration and transborder crimes. Mr. Shah will also address a BJP rally, launching the party's election campaign in the Barak Valley. In domestic cricket, Karnataka have entered the final of Ranji Trophy after 11 years. In the second semi-final, the match between Karnataka and Uttarakhand was drawn on the fifth and final day in Lucknow yesterday. Karnataka will now face Jammu and Kashmir in the final match at the KSCA Hubli Cricket Ground in Karnataka from the 24th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.